listening to 90.3 WMSC, Upper Montclair, New Jersey. FM Party Time. What the hell is that coming from? Oh, it's
Bobby
Rio's cell phone.
So
that ringer was a little.
My phone would be going off. It just doesn't work down here in this
basement. A little feminine, I feel. Anyway,
Didn't it sound like a Britney Spears song?
I don't even know what it was. But you guys are listening to 90.3 WMSC, Upper Montclair, New Jersey. FM Party Time is over. The boys from TSBMagazine.com are in the house. Bobby Rio, Michael Stout, Pete the Freshman, Man in the Boards.
Pete the Freshman, Man in the Boards.
That's how we roll.
Hello.
Whoa, coming in strong.
I'm back.
It's good to have you back. What's good?
What ringtone was that? That girly ringtone. Go in the mic. In the mic.
I got to change it. I got the cell phone secondhand. And
sure. Yeah.
Lazy. Yeah, I blame it on being lazy. All right, so today's podcast. Welcome to the super awesome podcast. We are so awesome. And don't forget to visit our website.
And buy our products.
Buy products. You know, we don't do this for free now. We need to make moolah, so you better start buying.
All right, seriously,
totally
guys.
Kidding, totally kidding.
We set...
In fact, I don't even care anymore.
We put some questions up on our website, asking you guys to leave us some questions about topics that you wanted us to discuss today. This was kind of like an open mic type thing of where we would just answer what you wanted to know about.
Yeah, I think weren't we impromptu doing this last week, and we just thought it was such a cool idea. We're like, let's do a whole show like that.
It was the situational idea, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it seems like most of these questions aren't really situational.
Yeah, but we'll have to do that in a later date. But we have a good show lined up for you. And we did get a decent amount of questions. Only within what would you do the article yesterday?
I put it up yesterday, and if you guys are listening and you didn't send a question, I think that the questions that people did send in are general enough that I think anybody will be able to take something out of these questions. Most of them are, you know, they're not specific to somebody's situation. They're actually just questions that anybody can really, really learn from.
That's right. A few questions submitted under the same IP with different names. We won't do anything, but it's very interesting concept. Just to let you know,
yes,
we're nerds and we can find out stuff like that because we're bored.
Bored nerds. Okay, so let's go. You want to go to the first question or
we doing top to bottom, bottom to top?
I don't know. How do you like it? Do you like it on the top or on the bottom?
I like it every
way. Do you like
way.
It if they go in your back door?
Only when they're bringing presents.
Presents.
We'll skip around, I guess.
You call the shots, Pete.
Freshman. Pete the freshman.
Good job. Okay, first question's from Athena. I guess she's a site regular for the most part.
Yeah, Athena. She's always commenting. Bartender in Las Vegas, I believe.
She says she's two questions, so we'll do them one at a time. Her first question is, how can a girl who is already in a relationship encourage an insecure boyfriend or other guy to be more confident alpha without totally kissing his ass or doing whatever he says?
Okay, let me get this right. It's her boyfriend, right?
It's her boyfriend or maybe like some dude.
I'm not saying her boyfriend, but it's the girl. She's saying, how can a girl who has a boyfriend
get
that boyfriend to be more alpha?
To be a man.
Without telling him. Send him to tsbmagazine.com.
leave our web address on his computer.
Leave the videos are up or something like that. But no, we're being serious here. What? I don't know. You want to go around the room? You want to start, Bobby?
I mean, the best way that you can do it, I find when I try to get my girls to act a certain way, is I highlight another girl and I speak highly of characteristics of her and say, oh, you know, she's pretty cool how she does this. I mean, you can try pointing out another guy who is a leader or...
That's right, alpha male comparisons.
You know, yeah, compare, like, you know, point out a guy that you see the characteristics you want your boyfriend to have and kind of compliment that guy and get him thinking, wait a minute, I don't do that. Maybe if he's smart, he'll say, maybe I should start doing that if that's what she likes. That way you don't have to specifically ask him to do it, but you can hope that he catches on.
I think it's kind of like there's a, you know, Ross Jeffries stuff where he would do this thing where he would tell stories But the story wasn't like a story. It was you were basically talking about the person who's directly in front of you.
Yeah.
It's like a foreshadowing, a mental foreshadowing. I don't know if it's Ross Jeffries. I think every time you think of NLP, you're like, it's some sort of magic Jeffries thing.
I figure it's just him. But I recall, like, I guess you could do something where you basically just tell stories about this awesome alpha person that you've come across, yeah, which is basically what you said. But.
And if you don't want to really make them jealous with it, just use famous people. You know, use people that you know that they're not going to take too seriously and be like, well, maybe, is that what you want? You know, she's not going to be like, is that what you want? You want to date, whoever some guy is?
Yeah, what you don't do
Johnny
is
Depp.
You don't ever say, my last boyfriend used to.
Yeah, don't do that. But say more like, you know, I love, you know, Johnny Depp is so cool. He's just hip and he does things this way. I love the way he does that.
Yeah.
You know, come here, be my Johnny Depp.
It's kind of a tough one because you could nonchalantly do it, or I mean, you could walk up and be like, "Listen, you got to."
Yeah, it won't feel good when you do it directly, though. As a woman, as a woman. I would think as a woman, you wouldn't want to directly say that because then you'd be like, even as a guy, you're like, I don't want to have to tell you what it is that you have to do because then when you do it, you're just doing it because I told you.
Yeah, which is pretty much the case.
You know, remember The Breakup? You ever see that movie where they're doing, they're fighting? It's like, I don't want you to tell me that you want to do the dishes. I want you to do the dishes. Like, why would I want to do the dishes? You know?
Yeah. So. It's tough because, I mean, if the guy is that much like emasculated where he's not real, like, I don't know. I don't know how you could
grow his
grow him a pair of genitals.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, it's tough.
Can you get them to drop?
Okay, so her second question is I think an awesome one. She goes, "What kind of strategies should female wingmen use as opposed to a male wingman? What are the pros and cons of that situation?"
Mm. Interesting. What are these strategies of a female? Repeat the question, please.
Okay, so basically, what's the difference between taking a chick as a wingman out with you and a dude as a wingman out with you? And what's good and bad about having a chick?
Let me ask something.
You want to start this one off?
Yeah, I always just clarify. I'm assuming she means for a guy. She's not saying that she wants... She's saying basically, how can she help a guy friend rather than asking how the guy friend can help her, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Without having the guy fall in love with her again, like probably most guys do.
Yeah, that's the big thing you have to do when you go out with a guy friend is you have to continually remind him that he's not going to sleep with you tonight because that's what's going to be going through his mind is like if you're a decent looking girl and you're hanging out with a guy friend and you're drinking, having a good time with him. There's a part of his brain going, maybe tonight's the night, you know? Yeah, maybe if she gets drunk enough, tonight is the night.
Yeah.
And you have to let him know that tonight's not the night, so let's find you a backup plan and let's, you know, or not a backup plan, a pro plan of before, you know, I'm not your backup plan.
I mean, being that these two questions are from the same person, Athena, they kind of sound kind of similar where she's not being curt enough with these men. So whether it's the guy she's dating or her friend's guy who's dating someone or a guy that she's winging, she's not being direct enough with them and saying, listen, it's not going to happen. So either you're either going to want my help or you're not, or get lost. And I know it's hard, but you got to learn to be a little mean with it.
What can a girl do? What she's saying also is what can a girl do to be a good wing woman?
She can go out and find girls and bring them over. That's probably the best thing, I think. I mean, it's great to, like, walk up with them and you could do all the... I feel, you know, yeah, you could do all these strategies and have the pawn on your arm and whip her around for a double two swoop and, you know what I'm saying? But, like, most... In my experience, it's best when the girl goes out, makes friends with the other girls, and brings them back and just introduce them nonchalantly, not like, oh, this is that guy I told you about, you know? Like, no, just go there.
Yeah, just be...
Be social and say, listen, we're partying over there. Why don't you come over? Why don't you come over and meet my guy friends that are, you know, desperate as, you know, an elephant?
You know, it's not even just a girl's job. Just be a good cheerleader for the group. Like, let's say you're going out, I don't know if you're out with one guy or two guys, but say even you're hanging out with one guy, just be a cheerleader for him and be there drinking with him and just have a good time in the corner and talk to the people next to you. Just you know.
Yeah, and bust. Don't be afraid to bust the guy's chops. Like, just because you're bringing, this is for Athena. Just because you're bringing other girls over to the group, you can bust the guy's chops that you're with as well. You don't want it to seem like
you don't want to sell them.
You don't want to wait. You know, put your, I mean, not wait like in time, but you know, in a wait like a heavy way. You don't want to wait it. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to sell them. You don't want.
Yeah,
you don't want
to lean too much
them, yeah.
on it. That like, oh, I'm here and I need to get.
I'm trying
them,
to.
So.
Yeah, I'm trying to hook my friend up. You don't ever want to come across yeah. that way. You yeah. want to just have a good time with him. Bring
and
out the
they,
best in him. Too,
yeah, and
you
if
know?
The, and if he does something creepy, you don't have to stand by him. I mean, sit there and be like, you know, have him put his hand out and smack him and say, "Don't be creepy." You know, do something stupid like that. Like, make a joke out of it to teach him
and push
as
him
a
along
wingman.
Too, because.
I mean, if you're really there to wing him, you're there to help him and possibly teach him. So you're almost like a teacher. Don't think of it as almost like a friend. You're there to guide them in a way as
well,
a woman.
You make it kind of sound like the person that she's hanging out with is like completely like socially inept.
No.
Like
no,
if you know what you're doing and like you bring like even a mildly attractive girl who looks like she's having fun, then that's really like 80% of what the girl's job is, to just look
yeah.
like you're a fun person to be around.
And the other thing, I think that like one of the best females that I used to know, she was a pretty attractive girl. What she was great at for me was just pumping me up. Like if she saw that I wanted, like I saw a girl across the bar, she let me know. She's like, you can easily get her. You know, she just, and by having an attractive
yeah,
girl
giving,
tell me
giving
that.
Giving some girl cue to you.
Yeah, she yeah. was giving me, yeah, exactly. She was letting me know, like, hey, she's definitely in your league. You're definitely capable of getting her. Go do it. You know, and like
yeah,
hearing
and that,
a girl say that,
right.
definitely.
That's another great way to help a guy out.
Because your guys, you're with a guy friend and your guy tries to pump you up and you're like, well, if you believe that, then why don't you go talk, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, why don't you do it? And then it becomes a battle of, well, who's going to talk to someone first? And it's, come on, don't play that.
But
game.
If you're a pretty girl and you're telling a guy, like, hey, you know, that girl's definitely going to go for you, or, you know, you have no reason not to talk to her, that could be the best thing you can do for a guy, is just give him that cheerlead, you know, cheerlead.
Yeah, like a little mini confidence boost. Be like, I'm not going to, and then if you've brought guys over to the table, girls over to the table, and it hasn't worked out, you might want to say, listen, I'm not going to bring any more girls over here, because every time you act like a whatever, and it doesn't work. So why don't I just look at people, you go, and I'll tell you who to go up to, and I know, because I know you have a chance with them. Because girls can sense that. They can smell their own.
Have on a kind of a related topic but slightly different, have either of you guys ever gone out with a gay wingman? Why am I getting
no.
no, I'm just saying that, like, I do have to say that
openly gay.
Whoa, easy.
Why did you like scream?
Scream in my ear. I'm like, ow.
Huh?
You like scream?
Oh,
I'm sorry, because I read Rockstar off.
Hi boys, a modulation problem.
Openly gay?
Yeah,
or,
yeah, like
No, never with an openly
I've
gay.
Never winged it. I've known openly gay. I was just trying, you know, I was pausing for the dramatic effect right there.
But. I thought I got some weird dirty look, but I do have to say that, like, not flamboyantly gay, but, like, openly gay people actually make incredibly good wingmen. It's basically as good as a girl, especially if...
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
It's one of the fun gay people that, like, tries to get, you know, guys
and,
action.
And a gay guy's not going to be afraid to tell you, like, yo... trim that, get that, you know, what are you doing, like, go wipe your face, like, whereas in a girl might be afraid to be like, you're gonna have a big
hurt
chunk
your feelings.
You have a big chunk of spinach in your tooth, you know.
Actually, now that you mentioned, I totally forgot. Back in 10 years ago when I was working at Jose Tejas, there was a gay little Spanish guy that I worked with who was exactly what you said. We used to hang out with him and a few other co-workers after work, and he was always like the middle guy, like, or he, you know, he knew I had a crush on one of the other Spanish waitresses, so he'd be talking in Spanish to her, trying to, like, set it up. Yeah, you're right. They could.
No, they make, like, the fun ones, anyway.
Yeah, the fun ones. Yeah, this guy was good. He was good like that. You're right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, next question is from Ace.
Ventura?
Actually, no, like, this one's from Damon. I don't know if it's our Damon or a different one, but it says... Is it off limits to hit on a girl who's working? How can I tell if she's really interested or just being nice because I'm a customer?
Oh, I thought working meant like a coworker. It means like now, like you're saying,
like if you went to
like a
rest-
hired gun type of thing.
I thought he meant professional, like, you know, professional
working
girl. working
girl.
Like a working, okay. Is that
no,
what you
no,
meant?
A girl who's working, not a working girl.
Okay. So to me, like the girl at the stand when you're buying the newspaper or
the girl buttering your bagel at Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't know. I don't want to go first on this one.
You want me to go first?
I don't know. I would never hit at a girl at Dunkin' Donuts. They're all not my type.
Actually, there's a pretty cute one at the...
There, you're right. There is.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
We go to the same D&D.
My opinion has always been I don't necessarily hit on girls that work at places. Now, girls that work at places, I find them...
There's that gay ring again, Bobby.
So you guys...
Oh, my God.
Hear.
Is that Beyonce?
It's actually a life coach, Justin, calling, but I'm not going to answer.
Oh, yeah. Don't
as
answer that.
As far as...
Was that Beyonce?
I don't know who it was.
Okay.
As far as the question, personally, like, I know that there's a couple readers out there who continually go after the hired guns, and my feeling is like, hired guns, it's hard to tell. It's like you feel good because you have a nice long flirtation with them, but on the other hand, it's like they're not going to be rude to you. They're working, so there really is no way of knowing.
I guess there is some way of knowing. It just, I don't know, I just kind of feel it's a waste of time.
No,
like.
Me and Mike both had a friend that...
We used to work as hired guns. That's why, like, we know the business. You want to get a hired gun, get a job there, then you'll be gunslinging. I'll tell you that.
Our friend that we used to hang out with used to love every bartender, cute, even halfway decent bartender at a bars we would go to. He would just like fall in love with the bartender every single time.
The like awe of being a bartender.
Yeah, he like fell for the awe of her power of serving him alcohol. And they were always nice to them, and he always spent the whole time at the bar talking to her, flirting with her, and never once, and this is a kid who did pretty well with women, but never once got any of their phone numbers, or maybe got their phone numbers, but nothing ever came of it, and
Nothing ever does.
I think the location of the
hired
gun matters.
I mean, it happens, but, like, you know, it's just, that's going to be that one story that you're going to savor the flavor on. It's not going to be, like, every night, you know, bartenders, you know, think about, like, how especially in a busy place like where we are in the tri-state area, like, they're getting in on, like, crazy. You know, I think it's possible. I wouldn't even waste your time until you really got good game with someone else.
I think it really depends on where you're doing this. Like, a hired gun in, like, a bar or a club or strippers.
Impossible,
like,
right?
It's
not impossible. I'm sorry. It, never impossible.
It's not impossible, but I think it's a waste of time. But, like a bookstore or restaurant, not so much, but... If it's like general,
if it's like Barnes and Nobles, and come, it's like gonna be like even easy. It's kind of easy, that stuff,
but
no different. In fact, it'd be easier to open them because we get in on a different route, and they're not expecting.
People at Barnes and Noble, I don't know if people
Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, people at Barnes and Noble.
Aesop's Fables.
I don't know if they're used to getting hit on all the time by like old dudes looking for books, but a bartender's used to getting hit on.
What about this girl at Dunkin' Donuts? How do I go about?
How would I do the Dunkin' Donuts thing? I think you'd have to, like...
I don't know if I'd want to date a girl that works at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, because then, like, if things went wrong, like, you'd have to go all the way up. That's just a place just open. We'd have to go so far to get coffee.
You'd have to go to a different Dunkin' Donuts. Like,
can you get a coffee for me, man?
I remember a time, Mike...
I really want
to... I'm going to bring up a sore spot here. Me and Mike, back in our real estate days, used to go to Barnes & Noble, actually. We have our meetings every morning for real estate. And Mike wanted to hit on the counter girl for so long, and I'm like...
Dude, and, like, I was in a point where, I totally would lost my mojo. I don't even know what was wrong with me. I just lost it. And I might as well have been, like, below an AFC. It was horrible.
But I give him credit because he went up there.
I was shaking, too. I think I was shaking. I was that bad. It was horrible.
He walks up to her, and I'm sitting there going... And, like, this whole thing I'm thinking is we're going to have to find a new place if this doesn't go well. He turns around. He walks back. He's like, he puts his head down. He walks back. He goes... We can't have our meetings here anymore. I'm like, oh, man.
That was the same place where actually, remember, I stood up and I was like, who's the big winner?
Yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah.
Mike's the big winner.
Yeah, I got to tell that story one time actually on the site. The big winner story after Mike's power play.
It's like I got up in the middle of Barnes & Noble and was screaming. It's pretty big.
But
okay, so next question. This is from Alice. Is there a PUA equivalent for women? I think, wouldn't that be like...
Stripper.
I'm thinking gold digger.
Gold digger? Yeah, there is actually.
No, not as long with the stripper.
Gold digger, I could see that. Not because of the purpose, but she would be more of the along the lines of have the skills of a PUA for a woman.
Listen, if you're you know who a PUA for a woman is?
Every woman.
A hot chick with a nice rack who dresses nice. Because that's all you have to do to really impress a guy at a bar. Like, a pickup artist is basically learning how to attract a woman quickly in a bar.
Well, I don't know, because, you know, there's that whole principle where these really hot girls are just too shy to talk to guys, and they go through and they're always single, and it's really not because they're not nice people. They're just not good with people.
Yeah, they're hot girls that are shy. I know hot girls that are shy, and they don't not get hit on. They're just socially awkward that they don't know how to develop a relationship. These girls get hit on it in phone numbers constantly,
yeah,
but nothing comes of it because they're socially awkward.
Good point.
But attracting guys, like, if you're a hot chick, like, you're a pickup artist.
Well, yeah.
If the question is, can an ugly chick? Or,
yeah, it'd be more realistic where, like, an average girl becomes a pickup. And that I think yes, because there are plenty of girls that are just, let's call them social butterfly, would be more the equivalent of a pickup artist. The girl that everyone loves, and the guys are like, yeah, but she's so cool. Like, it was fun. It was great, you know? Like, I think the social butterfly might be more of a comparison of a pickup artist in a woman's sense.
Yeah, there are.
The woman that's floating around the room from lap to lap.
Yeah, there are so definitely girls that have social skills that transcend their average looks, and they're wanted beyond what they
should. You never would call a guy a social butterfly, so kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of liking that social butterfly match, because we talk about what social artists, you know, that's really what some people have said, you know, or I've heard our boy Lance say social artist, or refer to himself as a social artist, so why not social butterfly would be the woman. Or, you know, I guess social artist can go either way. But I think a common term would be the butterfly.
And girls, if there
even
are
though any, I hate butterflies.
If there are any females listening right now.
That's a long story.
There is a book out there called Why Men Love Bitches. And if you're a female, that book is an amazing book to learn how to kind of monopolize a relationship. Take control of a relationship.
Undoobly-doobly.
I read most advice that you find in, like, Cosmo or any books on, like, relationships. Where it's trying to tell a girl how to like catch a guy, I guess. Most of it's bull. You read it and you're like, yeah, that book, Why Men Love Bitches. I read that and I'm like, oh my god, every one of those principles was real. I was like, oh, I wanted to like give it to my girlfriend to make me want her even more by reading that, because it's trickery. It's like it's the mind games.
fool me with trickery. Blah, blah. Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a quick break and then I guess get back to the questions.
Yes.
Just reminding everybody, you're listening to Bobby Rio and Michael Stout from
TSB. And don't
TSB
forget
Magazine.
To visit our awesome site, tsbmagazine.com.
On 90.3 WMSC.
Remember when I this
90.3 WMSC, Bobby Rio, Michael Stout, TSBMagazine.com in the house. Okay, so we're still answering, I guess, readers' questions, I suppose.
Yes, that would be the theme.
Okay, so here's one. How can you become more of an alpha male if you've slipped into beta status?
Well, first of all, what's beta status?
Well, I would assume maybe this is within a group. Like, you were the alpha male, and then a new guy came and stole your alpha maleness.
There's been a change of the pride. Someone came up and
like a new
mauled
lion.
You out, and now they're the leader of they're the pride of the group.
I think it just means, like, there's times where you go through slumps and you just kind of lose your edge. And, you know, beta characteristics are basically you're the nice guy, the needy guy, the opposite of
so what is this a question of how do I get so he was already an alpha male of the group,
yeah, you know,
went to the friend zone, and now he wants to go back.
Mike, remember before the song you were talking about how that period when I brought up at the Barnes and Noble, you said that was a period of your life.
Yes, I lost my mojo.
You lost your mojo, exactly.
How do you get your mojo back?
How do you get
back?
Your mojo back?
That's like five radio shows right there. I don't know. The quick answer, I would, you know, usually when I lose my mojo, I kind of go into like a little coma for like maybe a few days where I'm just kind of closed off from the outside world. And I guess I was telling Pete this. I usually clean everything. Like, I clean my room out and everything, and I get rid of all old garbage and my car. I make sure it's really clean. And I guess it's more like a physical and mental cleansing that I do. At the same time, you know, I don't know, for sometimes when I do that and I go through stuff and I get rid of it, it makes me feel better and helps me kind of get out of it. You know, I think it happens to a lot of people. It's more like you get in a kind of almost like getting in a slump. But same thing with your mojo. When you want to kind of clear your head, and then even I like to be separate. A lot of times your friends can bring your mojo down. So like even remove yourself from everyone else. I know that sounds weird, like being lonely, but I don't mean like not go out and try to, you know, go to the park and maybe run into a few people for some interaction. Just not your normal friends that are, you know, burning your bridges down every day.
Like Mike said, what I do agree with what he said. I agree with everything he said, but I think to be more specific about the alpha male part of the question, hanging out with certain people, there are certain friends that are more alpha than you. And when you're around those people, sometimes you tend to sink into beta characteristics. You know, like, you got to kind of hang out with during that period the people that are more beta than you, and then you become the alpha male. And generally, when people perceive you in a certain way, you tend to act that way. You know, you kind of want to make people's expectations come true of you. So I tend to find that, like, when there's certain
people. He makes a very good point. It's like if you're hanging out with a bunch of other alpha males, it's going to be tough to be the alpha male. And if you're not the strongest, subconsciously, you might fall into that beta mode. Like you might need to kind of leave the herd and go become the pride somewhere else.
I have a few friends who aren't really great with women, you know, and these guys totally look up to me. And when I'm down and, like, I'm not doing well, I like to hang out with these guys because I go out with them and they're asking me the questions and they're looking up to me. And then I perform, you know, and every time I hang out with them, it's like I snap back into it. I'm like, okay.
And the pressure's on. People are expecting it of you because you're the pride. You're the leader of you're the back leader.
You're the alpha male.
The alpha male. And I think a lot of what this guy is saying is, you know, if you fall in that status, obviously someone else has taken it over. And there's a reason for that. And if there's a reason that you don't think you're going to be able to get it back, or there's been some sort of conflict in the group, I hate to say it, but you might want to kind of ditch the group for a little bit. Maybe I always was one to swing with a new crowd here and there, so you might want to kind of bounce to a new crowd for a little bit. Maybe find some of your other friends from another group somewhere, go hang out with them for a little bit, come back to the group when you're ready to take it back.
And another thing that, you know, like a more action, immediate thing you can do is, you know, keep a little notepad in your pocket maybe, and just write down some of the beta things you did during the course of the day, and then maybe write down a way that would have been more alpha, so you can kind of like think, like, wait a minute, like, I totally let that person cut in front of me in line today without saying anything. And just like remind yourself, like, hey, if I was an alpha, I would have been like, yo, you cut me in line, what are you doing? Like, you know, you want to stand up for yourself. But a lot of times you don't, like you're saying, if you slip into beta, you don't even realize how you know, low status you're acting, but if you, like, kind of write it down and just remember it, or at least you don't even have to write it down, but if you sit there and you, like, actually think of an alternative way that would have been the alpha way, you kind of start thinking in that direction throughout the course of the day, like, wait a minute, you know, that... Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. You might have fell into beta because maybe there's another alpha that's teasing you and you're not taking it well and you're coming off the wrong way, which just probably happens a lot in a group where someone becomes kind of alpha because they're, you know, now really funny and maybe you weren't quick enough on your responses and now you're looking a little beta, but you're letting it get to you and now you're really looking like beta, like a wolf, hungry like a wolf. So...
The other, real quick, and we'll move on to the next question, kind of like we were saying about the friendship, hanging out with certain friends, I've also found that, like, when I'm in a little slump or I'm feeling a little, like, beta, I go for girls that are, like, layups, you know? They're, like, you know that you're a little bit...
Is that another word for heavy?
No. Not even heavy. Like, I'm kidding. I'm saying, like, you go for the... You slum a little bit, and I'm not saying slum in, like, the... way slum. I'm just saying, like, you go for somebody that you're a little bit above and you know that the girl's going to kind of, like, be...
You go for an easy target.
I don't even like the word target, but yes, like, you go for, like, a girl who's going to be giving you you're going to be, like, the prize. Because when you're the prize, it brings back that feeling of I'm the prize and you act alpha. When you're going for a girl and it's obvious that she's a little, you know, like, especially when you're going through a slump and you're going after a girl who's, you know, extremely hot or extremely in, like, a social scene that you just don't feel comfortable with, it's very hard to obtain the alpha because you're just not in that right frame of mind. But by going for a girl a little below you, it could bring out alpha characteristics.
Yeah,
it'll
definitely give you some confidence back.
Yeah.
Or at least take away some hunger at a minimum.
Exactly. You calm that sexual neediness.
Okay, let's see. Is it a good thing or a bad thing if girls... initiate Kino before the guy does?
No, it's definitely
right?
Good.
Like,
how is that a bad thing? I don't even understand how that could be a bad thing. I think it's definitely a good thing. And if the girl's initiating Kino on you, then, like, either she's a touchy-feely person, which is impossible, but usually it's always a good sign. And it's very direct from her showing her that, you know, showing you that you should do something about it.
But do something.
At least reciprocate some Kino back and see what happens. I mean, if you reciprocate Kino back and she pulls away, then maybe she just has she's that touchy-feely girl that's, you know, a tease that you want to beat up.
Yeah.
In a literal sense.
I totally agree with Mike and Pete that it is a good thing.
No, that wasn't literal, in an imaginative sense.
But
not beat her up.
I do agree. You don't want to wait. Though you don't want to be the guy who's, like, always waiting for the girl to initiate the Kino, because generally your girls aren't going to initiate. If she does, it's great.
Oh yeah, and look at it as like a bonus.
Yeah, points. It's a bonus. Don't sit there and go, I'm going to wait and see if she touches me, because most of the time they won't.
Yeah, like, if you play the booty call games on our website and there's always, like, bonus bang bonus, you know, that's when that's got to think of it. It's a bonus tool you're getting. She's saving you one of the steps right there.
Yeah, but definitely don't wait for it, because 90% of the girls, they won't, you know?
Okay, next question. What are some of the ways to differentiate...
Unless they've been drinking, actually. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that helps everything out, I suppose.
That's a Kino lubricant.
What are some of the ways to differentiate between when a girl is being friendly and if she's actually interested?
Okay, I got it.
Who's that question from?
That's from Lils0521.
Okay.
Okay, he's on the site a lot.
Another regular, yeah.
Actually, if you go on the site, I mean, we're going to answer the question, but there's actually an article on there, how to tell if you're the man or she's just a fan, that Justin had written a while ago about the exact thing, the exact question that Liz asked. You want to start this one, Mike? Or you want me to?
I think you should. I mean, you already started. That's why I kind of...
All right.
I kind of already lost it. He's gone.
I think that one of the ways that I try to differentiate is I compare the way she acts to me to the way she acts to other people. People tend to group people together, and you want to see what group you're grouped into. You know, if you're hanging out with a girl and you're going out with her and a bunch of your friends, and she's treating you the same exact way she's treating all your friends, she's probably treating you like a friend. But if she's got some things differently around you, maybe she acts a little nervous around you, she fixes her hair a little bit more, or she's like kind of, you notice she's like sucking in her stomach around you, or there's definitely certain things you want to pay attention to.
If she says things like, I'm trying to think.
I don't know, Kino.
Well, yeah, Kino,
I had to look
Kino's
at the question again.
Huge.
I actually forgot about it. I drew a blank. But I think that, you know, how can you tell she's into it? Yeah, definitely Kino and her talking. If, you know, if she's playing into your, like, if you're kind of trying to lead her, say, not like a routine, but you know how like you have inside jokes or you may like a innuendo, some sort of
double entendre.
Double entendre. And it's geared physically to something or, you know, to what, you know what I'm talking about. If she's playing into that stuff, yeah, maybe. I think you're never going to really know until you push the Kino harder. That's the best way to tell without, because if you're pushing the Kino hard, worst case scenario, she's going to look at you weird or push your hand away. But it's not going to be as stupid as you being like, do you like me, or going in for the kiss and really screwing it up.
What I have noticed, though, about female friends is that girls aren't stupid. They know that most guys are somewhat interested.
No, and I've said this on the site before. Unfortunately, I feel girls as a whole are generally smarter than men as a whole. But that doesn't mean that girls are smarter than guys individually.
Girls know that most of the guys,
with the social skills especially.
Yeah. Girls know that most guys have somewhat of a sexual interest in them. And the girls know that, you know, if a girl is looking at you totally as a friend, she'll drop some, like, comments about other guys. She'll talk about other guys in front of you. But if she has an interest in you as more than a friend, she's not going to mention other guys. She's going to, you know, we as guys, we'll mention other girls because we know that that's what we have to do to get a girl interested. But girls don't do that. If they're interested in you, chances are they won't bring up another guy. They'll leave out the fact that
unless
they're on a
date. They might. I mean, it's rare, but to some sort of jealousy trap if they're, you know, indirectly, I guess
found
maybe.
That, like, girls that I was, like, friends with.
Yeah, directly, you're right. They're going to be pretty direct. You know, I was just going to say before I went on that tangent, that it doesn't really matter because, I mean, it matters, but these are, like, basics. You should just be able to pick this up. You shouldn't be looking for these little kind of things. You know, we're giving you examples, but the biggest thing is to keep it simple, and I think that's about what Bobby's trying to say is, you know, you're not going to have to read into it so much with stuff like this.
Well, I mean, it could be confusing.
It can be confusing, but I think when you're confused in a situation like that, the best thing is just to take a step back, relax, and, you know, either go for it or you don't.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of break it down real simple. And if she says something, you know, be like, listen, I didn't, you know, you're giving me mixed signals here. I'm sorry. It's fine. We could be friends. And then just turn it around. I think what happens with a lot of the guys on our site, are all these sites that are in this niche are just, they overanalyze and they become robots.
Yeah, that's really like, if anything, you want to underanalyze and then learn from your mistakes.
Play
the other
dumb,
way
you know, like in everything, like a lot of business we talk about, it's always easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission.
Yeah.
So always take that route. If you do something and it's like, oh, I don't know, I didn't realize, yeah. I'm sorry.
I do agree, because like I am saying a lot of things, like I'm answering the question, but at the same time, I do look at like half the girls that I was friends with, and it was like, it's like never black or white is what you got to understand. It's never like, I only view him as a friend, or I want him as more than a friend. It's like, it changes from any given moment in a girl. Like, if you're hanging out with a girl and the time's going good, her attraction could spike.
Might all of a sudden see you in a different light.
Yeah,
like
bing,
it's, oh.
I've had girls that throughout the course of our friendship, there was 30 times that we, like, came 3 seconds away from, like, hooking up. And then we'd be like, oh, wait a minute, what are we doing? You know, and we still viewed each other as friends. But, like, if you know how to attract a girl, she doesn't have a clear cut, like, this guy is in friend zone, he will never go past friend zone. If they don't think like that,
yeah, it's just, and you know, it's not just not knowing how to attract a girl, but at that point that you do attract the girl, no matter for whatever reason it is.
I mean, view girls the same way that you are. Like, how many girls in your life are you friends with, or you know, you're not like, I want her as my girlfriend, but like, you're hanging out with her one night and you're like, yeah, you know, tonight I kind of would like to take it, you know?
Yeah, and that's, and you gotta we're talking jump about girls nights. That you might have been in your friend zone, not like any girl if you're like super desperate. We're not talking like that. We're talking about like, if there are girls that you're just friends with and you're not really into, like, that's what we're talking about. And that's how you could see it could change.
And here's the number one thing I want to say is that if you're friends with a girl and you really want her, but you're wondering if she's likes you as a friend or she doesn't like you as a friend, and you don't generally like her as a friend, you just really want her as your girlfriend, go for it, because the worst thing that happens is
you wait. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're just better off going for it. And even if she says, hey, I'm not into you that way, if you didn't really want to be her friend, then you didn't lose anything. You don't want to wait around for 2 years hanging out with this girl, waiting for your opportunity. Like, just go for it.
Flip out when she finally goes. Then one day when you go out and one of your friends is visiting from somewhere and she goes nuts with him and totally does things that you have been waiting to hear about or imagined in your head for years, then you're going to be like, what's the problem? You're going to flip out, and then you're going to come off like this crazy stalker creep.
Yeah.
And I've seen it. That's how I know it so well.
And just real quick before we move on to the next question. if you are generally into her as a friend and you're like, I don't want to lose her as a friend, then
be honest.
No, don't even go for her as more than a friend, because you will lose her as a friend eventually. Like, unless you're going to marry her and you really like the girl as a friend and you hook up with her, it's very rare that you'll be able to go back to being friends.
Yeah, I mean, most guys and girls that are like best friends for life are just married. Like, you might as well be married. You can't just walk around being a best friend with some woman and then go be dating other women and not have that be a problem. She's my best friend. Yeah, when you get a certain age, that kind of doesn't fly anymore. She's my best friend. Yeah, okay. No, I don't think so. You know, it just doesn't work.
It's actually great on the episode of the next episode of Secret Diary of a Call Girl, because, like, her best friend is a dude and whatever.
Well, they used to date, so it's a little bit different.
But they're still best. She's going to be his best man. But in the coming attraction for the next episode, they're like,
they do a group
menage,
thing.
Yeah. I didn't see it yet, but I want to.
It wasn't a bad episode. It's got a cool twist at the end, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worth it. Check that show out. It's good.
Good show. Good show.
Okay. Next question. Okay, guys. What am I to do if I gamed an ex back into bed, but she said that it shouldn't have happened, but it was good fun, and that she was attracted to me, but not anymore? I talk to this chick via email every day. Is it worth to try and do it again? I've freezed her out lately, but may mail her next week.
First of all, what does it mean he freezed her out? I'm so not into this lingo thing.
Freezed her out. I know what it means. It means he just blew her off, distanced himself.
Anyway, so basically the girl said, we did it and we shouldn't have done it, and now...
It was an ex-girlfriend.
It was more like we used to do it, and then we didn't for a while, and then we did it.
And then you tricked me into doing it again, and now I didn't. But she did have a good time, but she doesn't want to do it again.
And she's not attracted anymore.
I'm going to say, and I know, you know, I've talked to the person who's asked this question about this before, so I kind of know a little bit more backstory about this. There comes a point where it's like, especially with an ex like that, like, if you're still playing, like, games are good in the beginning, but if, like, you got an ex back for a little bit and you're playing games, and it just comes a point where you just say, the hell with it, and there's no need for games, and you know what? Like, if you're still playing all these kind of games, you're just messing your mind up.
Yeah, you really get out of there, because, you know, we've all made that mistake.
It sounds like the sickness.
Sickness on a new level. It's like a relationship sickness, because, like, you don't, it's like this fear of leaving and loss.
Irish boy.
And being...
No, Irish boy asked the question. That's why I'm... Yeah. Irish boy, read my article, The Anatomy of the Sickness, if you didn't, because I know your situation, and it was my situation to a T. I got a girl I really wanted. It didn't work out. I still tried to make it work out.
And you keep clinging to that shower fresh feeling.
Yeah, 6 months later, we hooked up again out of nowhere, and, you know,
it's
then it went back to not
be...
Yeah, and it's just... as good as it feels, and trust me, I know how good it feels when you do get her back for those brief periods. But it's going to always be brief periods. Like, if it's not, you know.
I mean, I think guys don't want to do it because they don't want to do anything. You know, you're chickening out. Like, going single and not going back to your ex is hard. And it takes cojones, you know. Like, you got to be strong. It's not easy to do.
And I mean, I know
the easy thing is to go back.
And I know Irish Boy. I know his story from the site. And I know he really likes this girl. So I know it's hard. And I know that he has been with other girls since her. So it's not a matter of being afraid of being single. But just because you really like a girl doesn't mean it's going to work out. And it doesn't mean you're not going to really like a girl even more than you like her very quickly. Or
yeah, and it doesn't mean that you're going to ever stop liking the girl either.
Yeah, trust me.
It's just, you know, it's life, and life stinks.
Doesn't mean some life, nights you're going to sit there looking
doesn't
at your
stink.
Cell
life
phone.
Life is great, but, you know, I still say this saying, like, life really just gets harder, like, as you get older. It doesn't get easier. Like, as you get older, it keeps getting harder. It does, unless you become rich or, you know, but even then, I just think it's just constantly going to get harder after the age of, what, 17? Like, the minute you hit 18, responsibilities start pouring on, and as it goes on, it just gets harder and harder. It doesn't mean you can't have fun and enjoy it, but it's something to get used to. You know, it's a part of life. You know, the more relationships you go through, the harder it's going to be breaking up, or actually the easier to be, but, like, in the beginning, these things are tough.
All right, if we had to give, a one-minute advice to Irish Boy of, like, what he could do to possibly get her back. You know, because I know he's not going to listen to us when we say
drop. So you want to go around the room and give
each a 30-second, like, what could he do in his situation to possibly get her back? If he's not going to listen to us, which I really think he should.
Which he's not going to listen to us.
He's not going to, I know.
He's not going to listen and be like, well, it's different with this girl, and I know it, and they don't know her, I know her, blah, blah, blah. Okay,
Pete, you start.
Keep freezing her out till she tries to get a hold of you, and then whatever you did to game her last time, just try to do it again and see what happens.
I guess, yeah, you can quote unquote freeze her out for a little longer, like the Iceman, and then I think you just freeze her out for good. Put in like cryostasis and just move on.
If your last game though is getting her really drunk, then that's don't do that.
Yeah, I think, you know what I think?
I think what you got to do is you got to rent like a really big truck with a speaker and drive up in front of her work and sing her a song.
And
like
play
really,
Peter Gabriel in your eyes.
In your eyes.
In your eyes.
Hold up a boombox in front of her work and blast In Your Eyes. I think
they probably still
do.
Have a boombox in Ireland.
Is he physically in Ireland?
You can find some. You can find
some. Oh, so this girl probably has
it's hard
like
to find
red
around
hair
here right now.
And an accent probably?
I have no clue.
She's probably a ginger too.
I have such like a thing for ginger.
She's like a St. Pauli ginger.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
St. Pauli ginger.
Right, do
Irish
more
boy,
questions?
Keep doing that. Oh, we'll do one more song, then we'll finish.
Can
off
we do
the
in your
questions.
Eyes from Peter Gabriel, please.
No, we don't play music
Damn.
Around that.
Aww.
Like that. Anyway, just to remind you guys, you're listening to Bobby Reed and Michael Stout from TSBMagazine.com. They're on 90.3 WMSC. WMSC, Montclair State's Underground Radio, Bobby Rio, Michael Stout, TSB Magazine in the house.
And welcome back to our super awesome, undoubtedly cool radio show.
Greatest thing ever.
Brought to you by Bobby Rio and Michael Stout. Ow.
You're having too much fun.
I am, yeah.
Okay, I think we got 2-3 more questions left, so we got plenty of time.
Yes.
Do
it up.
Okay, this one's from Mike. He says, is it possible to keep a girlfriend without having sex with her? I want to wait till I'm engaged, but some girls have dumped me after I would not sexually intercourse them.
Are you sure this comment wasn't for Cosmo?
I refuse to answer that question because it goes against my religious beliefs.
So he's basically saying that he won't do it because he wants to wait till he gets married. I don't know. I mean, even like with girls, they're like, don't you want to test drive a car before you buy it?
Well, you just got to start dating girls that want to wait till marriage, really, is what it comes
down
to.
Yeah, I think you're probably going to have to start going to church more, groups or temple or wherever, the mosaic, the mosque, wherever you go.
I once met this girl who was 22 years old that was waiting until her wedding day for her first kiss. How bizarre is that?
Yeah, and I mean, as a guy, is there a reason that you're waiting for that? Is there...
Is it a small e-peen,
you know? I mean... Internet, you know, just, I don't know.
Jessica Simpson, like, she waited till marriage, I guess, maybe.
Did she, really?
That's what she says.
No.
I don't know. Britney Spears said it, too, before she,
I mean, maybe, but so those girls, but those girls got married at, what, 19?
Miley Ray Cyrus.
How old was this guy, you asking the question?
There's no age here.
Oh, so he's, so what if he's 15? And well, yeah, no, duh.
Listen,
I guess if girls are putting pressure on him, I would think he'd be around 27.
Basically, if a girl
25
is,
at least,
the
right?
girls that are waiting for marriage would probably 22? Be married off by the time they're like 22.
Yeah, I would say if the only
only 19. I don't know. It could be anything these days.
Pete answered the question perfectly. If you're chances are, if you're waiting to marriage to have sex, you're pretty probably religious, and if that's the case, you may as well go and get a religious girl, because you're going to clash on a lot of other things if you don't find a religious girl, because I do have friends who date religious girls, and that's how it, you know, the two don't intermix. If you're
does
not,
this person look like Freddy Krueger?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what did I miss right there?
No, I'm just trying, I'm wondering who the person is, and I know who it is now.
Okay, let's move on to
okay, I guess we answered that one. Other people mentioned it in passing, but your website never specifically mentions the best way to game older women 30s and 40s and good places to find them. I don't really think you can game women's between their 30s and 40s.
Yeah, you know how you do? You
they game you.
Yeah, and you know how you game a woman in your 30s and 40s? You get your stuff together, and like you walk around and you go out and you just be real serious about life. I mean, if you really want to get a woman like that, the only woman you're going to get if you're like crazy young and still doing stuff is going to be like a has-been crazy young older woman usually. I found that the older women that I had gotten was because I was already successful in a certain ways, and they were very impressed with that, and that's why I got them.
Yeah.
If they're in their most likely these are like divorcees. Right?
No, not necessarily. The 30s is the biggest single crowd rolling forward.
I think he's
point.
Talking about the yeah, but I think he's talking about the cougars.
We're talking about cougars in general. Like, let's not use the number. Let's just talk about these working women, power women. You know, let's mm-hmm. so to speak. They're gonna like, you know, these young. If they like young men, I would think most of them would be guys that are also ambitious, similar interests. You know, women in that part of life, they need the mental stability, I think.
I'm agreeing, but I'm
agree to disagree?
I agree with you in a sense, but I also think that, like, there's certain women out there that if you're going for these cougars who are, like, you just have to kind of let them know that you're mature. I do agree. You have to be mature. You can't go after them, like, in like that.
I mean, you don't have to have
mentality.
A lot of money.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You don't financially, but you have to have
to be on the level.
You have to be on the level of maturity. Like, you have to show them, like, hey, listen, I'm not like a little frat kid that's going to bring you back to a house.
I'm not going to get mad when you put me in the friend zone or act like a little baby. You know,
yeah,
if you feel that.
You want to let them know, basically, that you're down to party. You know, you're going to find these girls.
I'm here, and I'm ready to party.
I'm money, and I want to party.
Yeah, and you're like, it's like you're letting them know, like, listen, I am mature. I can handle a woman like you. And you might even want to say that to them. And if you can say that with a straight face, looking right in the eye, say, listen, I don't know. You know, these questions are a little directed the wrong way. I don't know what you're thinking, but I've had women, you know, that are – maybe not as old as you, but definitely more mature. You know, that's a double neg, right? You negger and get, you know, something like that.
As far as finding these women, there's definitely bars that cater to these women. I don't know what town you're from, so I can't tell you. I know the bar. I can tell you from the town that me and Mike and Pete live in, I can name four or five places I would recommend going in our town, but your town, you know, talk around. People know these things.
Yeah, it's going to be more the local bars, I think. It's not going to be like Bliss and fucking although you might find some old
maybe like lounges. Expensive bars usually.
Yeah, expensive. Yeah.
Like, for instance,
where money is.
Like there's a place called Dish. Is it Dish?
They closed down.
No, what's the place in Ridgewood?
Oh,
Taste? No, not Taste. Blend. What it is, it's like an Italian restaurant that at nighttime
and
turns
into like
a... And it's
known as like a cougar layer.
Yeah, like it's like a swanky...
Cougar's layer.
Like they have like a like kind of like a swanky band comes in and plays.
Oh,
and
they're good too. They have really good bands.
And there's
yeah.
all
it's
old...
like 15, like a 10 to 15 person band or something.
Yeah, it's in it and you go there and you're gonna talk to older women.
And it's a great place to bring a regular girl on a date too because you're not gonna be bothered by constant meatballs walking around. They're older meatballs, and they usually have calmed down by then or been deflated.
But to answer your question in a real short response is that, like, the whole way to handle it is to be mature about sex. These girls, you're not going to be playing games with them the way you have to play games
not
with another
all.
Girl.
Not at
you
all.
You just have to let them know, hey, I'm mature enough to handle this.
Hey,
let's
I'm
do
here,
what you want to do.
And as Bobby said, I'm here, and I'm ready to party.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to, you know, just blow past the?
I want to blow
the end
right
of the show
through,
and
it.
We'll just finish up the questions.
I want to just bam, like hit right
yeah.
through that.
Well,
like,
let's get
look
going.
Out! Yes. Here comes TSB Magazine.
Okay, we only got
how many questions do we have left?
We only got like one or two left. The next question is:
we're exploding into your internet.
This is Ace 11. He says, "Hey, something I've been wondering about." I get a lot of girls' numbers. I call them and leave messages, but they don't call back. Some gurus say I should keep calling until you get them. Other gurus say once one message is enough. What's your opinion? And then ... I don't want to seem like a stalker, but I don't want to let a good girl go because she was too shy to call me back.
Well, I mean, this kind of fits right in with what we always say, that numbers are useless and stop getting them, you know? Don't ask for a number. Just, you know... I mean, you can ask for a number, but you know if you're forcing it. If you're forcing a girl to give you a number, it's probably not going to be the real number, or they're never going to call. They're just giving it to you to make you go away.
Yeah, that's why. Like, that's one of the things. That, like, one of the reasons. If you watched our recent video of Mike's number close, it's just a kind of a laugh because you see all these guys go out and they get the 30-second number. If you get a girl's number in 30 seconds, the chances of this girl answering your phone call is non-existent.
Never. Yeah, I mean, you know, anyone could do that stuff. It's nothing great. And who cares? Even
but,
so, who cares? You get a number. Like, it's a number's really nothing.
As far as your question knows, I do respect the question because it is something that it is curious. If you do call her, let's say you did have a good conversation with a girl and you do call her, you've left one message. Do you not call her and let a perfectly good baby slip by because she was too shy to make the call? Because sometimes girls will be a little nervous to call you back. That is
right.
The case.
Well, a lot of this comes down to are you leaving a message in that situation?
Well, he said he left a message.
He left a message. Okay. And I guess it's been, I would say, you know, call back a week later. But if they don't call, I mean, it's
is that
more,
too long?
I mean, if they don't call in the first week, you can try. But I really feel like it's a shot. It might happen where they're like, oh, I was away. I didn't realize it. And that's why you don't want to really rush and, like he's saying, come off stalkerish. You never know what's going on. And like, even if they're not away, they might be closing off some other thing with some other guy. And then all of a sudden they call you back a week later and say, oh, and make up an excuse saying they were on vacation when they were just closing up some other business that they wanted to get rid of someone. But if you call three or four times during that week, you're going to ruin it.
Yeah, you don't want to.
You're going to have a bad time.
I wouldn't say more than, like, if you call on, like, let's say, like a Monday or a Tuesday, if you call any earlier than Friday, I think it looks a little like
you're always over before it started. I mean,
less than is
twice
more.
In a week.
Lazy man's attitude. Lazy man pickup artist.
Well, remember, too, yeah, definitely.
A lazy man doesn't call. And then, you know, worst case scenario, call a month later and be like, you know, you could always play that, you know, I don't know.
This number was on my phone and I don't know who this
is.
Yeah,
that's so cheesy, though. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, but you know what, though, about.
That's already played out.
The whole.
I'm just cleaning out my phone. I want to know if, you know.
I thought I just invented that right now.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, no. It's like a brontosaurus joke.
The other thing is. How special does the girl have to be for you to put that much effort into it anyway? If you called the girl, you left a message, and she didn't call you back, I mean, she had to be, you know, what is her huge attraction that it's worth it to keep the effort? Like, how much effort did you put in? How much of a connection did you feel? You know, you got to ask yourself these things, too. If she's just a girl that you talked to for a little while, it went well, you called her, she didn't call you back, like, sometimes it's easier just to say to hell with it and move on and not even worry about it.
And don't leave a voicemail that's more than, like, 25 seconds long.
I think
if you're leaving, like, a 4-minute-long voicemail about how, like, rich you are and how you know, it's her loss and all that stuff. Then
Dimitri.
It's going to wind up on the internet.
And I think what you should really do is be... oh, great. Now I forgot what I was going to say. All right, move on.
Moving on. okay, this one's from Al. He says, hey,
oh, wait, no, I remember. I'm sorry. I want to bring it back because it was important.
Okay.
Instead of getting a number, you're better off trying to bounce them to a new location.
Or
that's going to show way more compliance than any number. Because if you can, I would say, forget the number as your goal. Make your goal when you go out to bounce, where you can bounce girls to another location, because then the number's going to come more naturally if you can accomplish that. If it meets the surroundings where you're not at, like, a rock concert, you know what I'm saying?
And real quick, we've said this on plenty of radio shows and podcasts. Always try to get the, if you had gotten the Facebook address or the MySpace profile, how much easier would it have been after you called her once and left a message to go and just drop her a comment or something?
I don't know. Like,
I think
it depends on your age. Like, when you go to, like, I go to this one bar on occasion, and like when you have like a 35-year-old, 40-year-old bouncer talking about MySpace and Facebook, it's really, really lame.
Yeah, it's already lame. MySpace is definitely played out, and well, Facebook is on its way out.
If you're in college, it might work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the three of us, I mean,
we're too old. Yeah, I think the three of us are too old.
Our audience,
Charlton Heston Beard.
I don't know how old Ace 11 is, but most of our audience is younger, high school, college. You know, we do have a little bit.
We want to put our wisdom out to you. Take us under our wings.
But, all right, go on, move to the
next
question.
If it's, like, sophomore year of college or below, then Facebook's awesome to ask for. But if you're sophomore year or higher, then...
And on a note to that, for the MySpace, Facebook, social geek work stuff, I think the only thing that's really going to warrant a comment is going to be a picture. So what you're really better off doing is not a picture of you and her necessarily, because she might not approve because... You know, she might say some reason. But maybe try to get a picture of the girl in some weird light or doing something funny. Post it as a comment. That's a very non-creepy way to do a comment, I feel. Because then you're sharing something. You're just saying, oh, look, I took this picture. Thought you'd find it. But just don't get it up on the internet like an hour after you get home that night. Give it some time.
I took this picture when I was hiding outside of your backyard.
You know, it's like a picture. It's like, how did you even get that? I'd be like, wait a minute. I'm not wearing any underwear.
Okay, we got a last question. Hey guys, love the show. This is from Al. I was wondering, how do you build attraction? Another thing is, how do people need to correct their English? And another thing is about, how do I not run out of things to say during conversation? It seems like I run out of things to say. Thank you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay, that's it.
Al.
I can't repeat the rest.
No, how do you build attraction? I think that's beyond this. I mean,
that's a very general question. There's
a lot
of ways.
A million articles on the site about building attraction.
It's basically you're going to have to just start to be cool.
But I think your second question is not as general, and I think that's a great question that we can answer.
What? How do you keep going with things to say?
Yeah, how do you keep going with things to say? Because that is definitely something that I used to have tons of problems.
Drink like 40 Red Bulls.
How do you think of things to talk about? You go with the flow, and you have to be listening to what she's saying and not thinking about what you're going to say next. Because if you're concentrating on what you're going to say next, then you're not going to think of anything to say. The more you try to think of what you're going to say, the harder it is going to be to think of it.
Yeah, so like you almost want to, like, instead of trying to run your routine number 92.435, you really got to sit there and listen to what she's saying. You know, look in her eyes, listen to what she's saying, and respond to that. Don't wait for an opportunity for you to slide in the cube with a twist of, you know, mystery. Who cares? Just, you know, concentrate on the conversation. You're not going to run out of things to say. I'm sorry, real quick, but like when you keep talking and try to do your routines, if they're not coming off well or they're not working, like, what is she going to respond? Oh, that was an awesome story about palm reading. You know, it's not really flying.
That whole palm reading thing just makes me angry every time. It's why does every single person do that palm reading?
Yeah, Madam Cleo.
Yeah, anyways,
give me a quarter, I'll tell you your fortune.
What I was going to say is another thing you want to do is never ask questions that have that can possibly have a yes or no answer. Literally everything you want to talk about has complete and utter open-endedness.
Question with a question.
A question with a question.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the whole thing is
That's a great skit, actually, with a girl.
To make people think that you're the most awesome person at, like, conversing ever is to basically make them talk about themselves the entire time. Mm-hmm. And, like, you should have an entire, like, 45-minute conversation with someone, and they know very little about you, and you know, almost everything about them.
And how did you learn stuff like that?
I don't know. I was just kind of born with it, to tell you the truth. That and, like, active listening's key. Like, do things like...
Well, how could I learn something like that?
Go to tsbmagazine.com.
No, I'm just really doing it to you. I keep asking you a question, so you keep talking. I'm just kind of demonstrating a little bit.
But active listening, like kind of lean forward, like put your...
look in the eyes. Eye contact.
Don't text message on your cell phone during the conversation.
Unless you're trying to be like, I'm not too interested. Get her not talking about it.
Yeah, if she's talking about like some guy friend she has or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Then you might want to text.
Al, we're going over time now, but... I recently, breaking for our 31 Days to Better Game, I actually wrote a post specifically about that, improving your conversation skills. And a lot of it had to do with changing threads naturally through what she's talking about.
Do we have a little song to go out on here?
I got something better than a song.
Better than a song. But, I can't wait.
Yep.
WMSC now concludes its broadcasting day. WMSC is owned and operated by the students of Montclair State University and is licensed to operate on Channel 212.